Father, we're standing on holy ground this evening. Lord, thank you, Father. As the song says, your angels are all around. Lord, those same angels that behold your very face, Lord, are amongst us, Lord, tonight. And Lord, you are here tonight, Lord. And we can feel those pleasures. We can feel, Lord, your strength at your right hand, Lord, tonight. Oh, God, just settle us down in your presence, Lord, and just feed us, Lord, by still waters. Lord, restore our soul. Lord, lead us in the paths of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake, Father. We thank you, Father, for the feast you have tonight for us, Lord. We know you're going to do great things, Father, for you have already done great things, Lord. Have complete control in our lives now tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, we'll give you all the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may have your seats. Praise God. Sorry it took so long to come out. I forgot. Nate doesn't call me out. And I was just feasting on the word, so forgive me. How is everyone tonight? Good. Good. Praise God. You all look like you had a nap, so I'm happy. Praise the Lord. Not used to Mary. Okay, well, I'll keep, may the Spirit keep us quickened tonight. Just want to take a thought tonight on temperance or self-control, and just something that I've been feasting on for the last few weeks, and there's so much here, and so we just want to get into it. Just trying to get off the busyness of the day and to be able to just rest in his presence tonight. So I'm actually using the screens as well for the Don. So you forgive me if they're out of order or if I look at a slide and I'm surprised by it, because this is new for me too. So, and I'll just use my iPad so I can AirPlay. So that's what you did, right? Okay. Okay. I feel like it's easier for me. Hopefully I can do it though. Can I just click mirroring? If I'm on the Wi-Fi? Oh, the Grace MN? What do I need to? Oh, do you want to put in the password so I don't announce it to the world? I thought I had it last time. Yeah. Thank you. You just shared it with my iPad. So now you should. Okay, now we should be good. Praise God. There we are. Okay, now let's see here. 5677. You forgive me. Okay. Let's try that. Let's see if that works. Okay. There we are. All right. This is a wonderful passage in you. I've just been feasting in Titus chapter 2. So let's just turn to that first, and I'll probably have it again in a slide because I don't know what I'm doing. So let's just all stand and we'll just take that as a text. Titus chapter 2. Just such an importance for us that our parents, husbands, leaders, wives, for our families, because self-control is not only for us, but it's also for our children, for our neighbors, as a testimony and as a witness to them as well. We'll just start out with verse 1 of Titus chapter 2. And for some reason, okay, there we go. Thank you, Lord. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, which means self-control, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That, for the purpose of, they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves as pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Let's just ask the Lord's blessings. Heavenly Father, please quicken your word to our hearts, Father. Please, Lord, open this up in a new way, Father. Lord, and most of all, Lord, we want you, O Lord, to have control in us and through us, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Or you can stand if you like, Derek. So we're going to, just a little overview, we're keeping it simple. This is not a bullet point. What is self-control? Why is it the fourth in the stature of a perfect man? The fourth of that. How self-control is not only for us, but as a testimony for our families and the unbeliever. So here's Proverbs 25. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And that means that has no self-control, you know, over his own spirit. And we see that interpretation would be that it teaches us that a person who lacks self-control is vulnerable and defenseless, much like an ancient city with its protective walls destroyed, leaving it open to invasion and ruin. So this is something that's very important to us. I think we get lost in the add to your, add to your, add to your, and you're saying, well, that's somewhere in there with patience and something, virtues, and but rather than to say it is paramount that we have self-control, that it is something that's so needed so that we're not opening ourselves up to Satan coming in the back door or trying to crack a wall over on this side and attacking us. So we see, again, reviewing how that it's for the aged men and the aged women to teach the next generation. It's so important. And as I've been going through Brother Eugene Brown's Way of a True Pastor, I'm on part 7, and how he talks that the scripture says that to teach your grandchildren, your children's children. So I'm not off the hook even as a grandfather that it is to even do that as well. And it's amazing that it says that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And so we know what blaspheme means, but it also means to speak reproachfully, revile, rail at, revile, calumniate, blaspheme, be evil spoken of. So we see this not only in people seeing our families as an example, because it's his spirit of self-control, because it's a fruit of the spirit, right? It's not Stephen having self-control by himself, right? We all know that. It's not Matthew getting all this self-control from a self-help book. We know it's from Christ. And it's by his Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost coming and having his way. So this is from the Impersonation of Christianity. Jesus Christ said, by their fruit you shall know them. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, goodness, meekness, patience, long-suffering, faith, temperance. All these fine qualities that the world is looking to see in the Christian church. I'm going to say that part again. All these fine qualities that the world is looking to see in the Christian church. They put the scope of the of God's Bible on the Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostal, Nazarenes, and all around. They're looking for that. Paul said, though I speak with tongues of men and angels, though I could go out and heal the sick or move the mountains and so forth, I have not and have not love to back that up. I'm nothing. The Holy Spirit in you ticks your life. Then the yoke becomes easy. Oh, someone says, Brother Branham, if I could only live that life. Oh, you don't have to worry about it, brother. It's not you anyhow. It's the Holy Spirit in you. So we know it's the Holy Spirit. Can we all say it's the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
It's not. We have to have the Holy Spirit. So this is the definition in Hebrews. So it's self-control, the virtue of one who masters his or her desires and passions, especially sensual appetites. And we know the temperature of this age that we live in, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Why? Because they can't control themselves. They don't have the Holy Ghost. You hear so many people, they put in advertising, is indulge yourself. Oh, I have this craving. I just got to do it. Boop. Can you deliver it now? Yes. Boop. I'm going on the internet. Enter. It's there. We don't have to have self-control anymore in this age. Whereas if I was a farmer out in the boonies and there was no internet and it's the 1800s, it's a lot easier to have self-control on many things. But we are so bombarded to wear us down and to get us to start putting on our own self-control and trying to fight. And yet we have to every moment of the day be yielding to His Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up ourselves on our most holy faith. 1 Corinthians 9. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate, self-controlled in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we a incorruptible. And we see that there's two people here. There is the natural man that strives for the mastery, self-help, to master his mind, master his body, and things, but we strive for self-control in an incorruptible way. They have a corruptible self-control. Does that make sense? But we have an incorruptible self-control because it comes from the incorruptible one.
Amen.
Praise God. So one part of that word is restraint, a measure or condition that keeps a person under control or within limits. And we know those limits are the Word of God and by His Spirit. We see such a good balance in here with Paul in Corinthians. Everything is permissible for me, but not all things are beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything and brought under its power, allowing it to control me. And I think about how many times in my life where I've let things control me, saints, and sometimes if I had a weakness in my life and I'd given it to the Lord, but then I let something else come in, a back door, and then that made me fall back to the thing that I had a wall around. So that we need to not, to really keep our guard all the way around us. We are the city, right? And all around on every side, 360 degrees, to make sure that we are watching what we are allowing in. We see that it's also a paramount example for a leader of a church, for a shepherd, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, nor striker, nor given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. And so we know that this is something not only for a pastor, but this is an example for all of us. So that we see so many things that apply to a shepherd that apply also to us as well. Am I going too fast? Am I doing all right? Okay. All right. Okay. So why are we talking about this again? Why are we talking about this is because we need self-control over the desires of the flesh. We still, how many still have a fleshly body that they're in? Are we floating? Are we in the middle of between flesh and heaven where we're not in our body anymore? But there is a law that's within us, but we have been set free from it when we are set free from that law of sin and we are walking in the Spirit. Galatians 5, but I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I'm just reading this in the ESV, forgive me, just so that we get a little bit of a different, we've heard it so many times in the KJV, I just want you to hear it just in a little bit alternate. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we see such a warning here as we are getting our tickets ready to take a rapture and we're clothed with the word of God to say, Lord, if there's anything in my life that I still, like Brother Branham said, there's always that punch that he has, but does it mean that we can't have the Spirit take control and to guard that punch? Because it wasn't just, well, that's just the punch he's given me. No, he says that we have to guard that weak spot. We got to keep it covered. Thank you, Brother Don. We've got to keep that covered, and we have to control. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So we need to, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body. I'd heard Brother Isaiah Brooks told the story of a young man who, not by the Spirit, tried to put to death the things of the body. And after hearing something in church, he had a religious spirit on him, and he went out and tried cutting out his own tongue, or tried to cut out his own eyes. And he had, because he was saying, the scripture says, it's better to go into the kingdom of God maimed than to be sinning. So he tried to cut out his own tongue. There was another young man, even recently, who was fasting and praying and fasting and praying to enter into more closer walk with God. And he said, I'm starting to see in the other realm evil. I need help. I need to know what to do. And he kept fasting and praying, where we have a prophet that said, don't do that. You don't fast and pray for 20 days unless you're directly called by the Spirit to do that. It will open yourself up to spirits, he said. He says, you don't do that. He says, I have people coming through the prayer line. And what are they doing? They're trying to exercise their renewed wills to serve God, their self, to control and to enter into something deeper that they're not called to do. God has not called them to do it, and they actually can open themselves up to evil spirits. So we see that this is very, very, very hard, because even this young man is now in the hospital off and on, and he's saying the names of demons, and they're interceding over him day and night for deliverance. And so there's someone, again, it says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So it's got to be by the Holy Ghost. This is for the little ones here, if there's any little ones. Does anyone remember this story? This is how sometimes it sticks in our memories if we see something like this. There's a story of Frog and Toad, and brings over cookies to Frog's house. and they're eating and eating, and they can't stop eating cookies. Frog and Toad ate many cookies, one after another. "You know, Toad," said Frog, with his mouth full, "I think we should stop eating. We will soon be sick." And they couldn't stop eating. And finally, what they did is they took, and they said, "We'll put them in a jar and put the jar in a box, and we'll," again, their self-control. And they said, "We need to have self-control." And so they put a string over the box, and they said, we can just open the box and open the jar and get a cookie. And so they said, "I know, we'll put it on a high shelf." And so they went and put it on a high shelf. I don't know if you remember this, Luke. They put it on a high shelf so that they couldn't get it. And they said, "Well, we just use a ladder to get up there, to get them up there, so we can just use a ladder to get them down." And so they said, "I know what we need to do." And they took them and they fed them to the ducks. And there was no cookies anymore. And then Toad said, "I'm going home to bake a cake." Because why? He still had the desire in him. Even getting rid of the cookies made him want it more. And how many times in my life I wanted to get rid of the sin in my life, and so I said, "I have to have self-control. I have to do something." And then so I remember I was really addicted to movies, and so I came back from camp and I dumped all my movies in the at the pawn shop and all these things. And then I thought, what am I going to do now? It was just like the house was swept clean, and then now I have nothing to do because I didn't have the Holy Spirit in there and I wasn't feeding my experience. So we should have to know, again, we can't stop ourselves. It has to be the Lord. This is what I love, saints of God. Again, it's His Spirit acting on our behalf. He's so wonderful. And again, we have to remember, we get so spiritual. I get so spiritual. Andrew Murray, that missionary of the 1800s, he said how that we come to God, and before we get His Holy Ghost will, we have our renewed will to serve God, which will fail. Our will fail. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. Again, we see it. His divine power has given us everything we need. This is from the T-Cent. For life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Through these, He has given us His precious and magnificent promises, so that through them, you can become partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of evil desires. And so we see this, again, to add to, what's the first thing in the statue of a perfect man? It's faith. And how He said, He has given us precious and magnificent promises. It's the Word. Brother Branham says in Statue of a Perfect Man, he says, faith is the key that unlocks the Word. So that's why we have to start with faith. Because if we go right to self-control, we don't understand. We're going to self-control way ahead of understanding the Word. We have to understand the Word through faith. Amen. Here's again in the T-Cent. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. And we know, I'm going to go over this again and again, but again, faith is unlocking the Word. And virtue, we know, is His power. And your virtue with knowledge. And we know what knowledge is? It's knowledge of Him and His Word. It's knowledge of Him again. and your knowledge with self-control. Again, him now in the control tower. I didn't have time, Brother Don, to write it. I wanted to do the pyramid again with, again, I think what's so wonderful, saints, is remember how that we are soul, spirit, body, and how we start out ruled by our body, and that rules our spirit and that rules our soul, and that God has to turn that whole thing around, right?
Amen.
And so we can't, if our body is ruling our spirit, we can't just have self-control against this opposable force that is just a force to be reckoned with, because everything is all fitted towards the body. But now God turns that around and we say yes to the word. And I was just thinking about tonight, saints, is that remember in the soul, we can only say yes or no to the word of God, right? And it's a love yes. It's our love yes to him. When we say yes, it's not our, oh, I better do this because I don't want to go to hell. It's our love yes. That we flip that switch. Yes, Lord, you paid the price for me on Calvary. You did everything. You gave your all for me. Yes, I want to serve you. In my soul, I want to serve you. I want to know you. And then his light pours through and starts dealing in process by his Holy Spirit on those five spiritual senses and into our body. Amen. And transforms us. That's what gives us that self-control. And on we go on the upward way. For if you possess these qualities that come from the Holy Ghost and continue to grow in them, they will keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten the cleansing of his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm that you are among those whom God has called and chosen, because if you do these things, you will never stumble. We will never stumble. Praise God. So again, recapping, young people, remember, it's faith on the bottom that unlocks the word. That understanding that word brings his power and by his spirit. And then we add on top of that, the knowing of him. And on top of that, now he's controlling us. Like Brother Bram said, the best thing I know how to do is just get out of the way. But if that was the first thing he knew and he didn't know who he was, how many churches have you seen where it's like, Lord, we just want you, just come down. And they have no idea what's going on. They don't know who God is. They just want that feeling of the spirit. And they want this, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. So like we've heard so many times, but they don't even have a grounding in the very basics underneath. I love how when we add, we supply, then to my faith, I add virtue, godly virtue. This is from Blasphemous Names in 62. Then to my virtue, I add the knowledge of the word. To my knowledge, I add temperance, self-control. I like that. My country, 'tis of thee, crown my soul with self-control from sea to shining sea. Now here's again, back to the fool and the bad example. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. And we see it in the Amplified, a short-sighted fool. Remember the one that doesn't see afar off? Always loses his temper and displays his anger, but a wise man uses self-control and holds it back. So I was trying to understand this. I always try to take a place of, Lord, teach me what this means, like I never knew it in the first place. And self-control is an impulse. It's very impulsive of, okay, I'm going this way, I'm going this way. Oh, maybe I need to go that way. Or maybe I need to go this way. It's very impulsive of an environment. It could be around people. It could be around friends. All of a sudden, we had plenty of ability to do the right thing. And like, when I gotta go with Derek to the buffet, I'm just going to eat broccoli and beef. And then maybe one of us that will be remain unnamed has peach cobbler with ice cream on top of it. And I look at the peach cobbler and I look at him, and they say that stats show you're likely to eat up to 90% more if you're eating with other people. Because we have that cues from other people, an environmental trigger, and it changes, and now we don't have as much self-control. It's very hard to do. And so we, to understand what is happening to us, of course, all the companies that are trying to get us to lose self-control, right? We know that, right, kids, right before the cash register is where all the little things, it's only 99 cents, Mom. And they didn't even think of it. It never occurred. They never knew. They always wanted something right now. Oh, my goodness. It's colorful. It looks good. It's a happy story for a dollar. Well, actually, it's probably $5 now. Right? It's this, oh, I have to, but Mom. Right? Because it's an impulse. And so there's so many things. What? Impulse racks. Exactly. Self-uncontrolled racks. And so we see this, and there's so many things in our lives, and how many things do we not know the chaos that will ensue from having impulses? Like Brother Bram talks about the wild man of Gadara, how that he was on the way home, and instead of going home to his wife, how he may have just stopped off at the bar. So he was walking by the bar, and he's just thinking about, oh man, there's that thing I have to settle at home, and I need to talk to my wife, and we need to understand. And then all of a sudden, oh, I've had a hard day. And all of a sudden now I need to go there first. And it was just, oh, I just need time to think about what I'm going to say to my wife. Maybe it was just something little like that. And then all of a sudden he's going again. Oh, that's right. And it becomes this impulse and this escape. And now, at the end of it, before Jesus, he's naked running through a cemetery because all of a sudden there's an impulse. He's walking by the pub, the local liquor store, and says, I need to have something to drink. As he took a substitute. And so how many things in our lives can we see where it's the impulse and saying, does this have a negative effect spiritually, naturally? This is, again, another translation of the same thing. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds back. How many people do you see on the debates with Charlie Kirk? They're just, because there's such a, I can be exactly who I am, and whoa, and just full of it. I said it, right? Because it's just this lawlessness inside them, undisciplined, uncontrolled, because like Brother Brown said, that's all they know. Without the Lord, they're nothing but a brute beast. So we must be born of his spirit. How do you get in the church? Born. What by? The breath of God. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, Spirit of the living God. Breathe on me. That's my prayer. Just let the Holy Spirit breathe. Oh my, for the breath of God, what is it? Sealed away in the kingdom of God, knowing that when I first confessed, I believe Jesus Christ. And we know these things, but to remind us again. Here's again in the next paragraph. Patience, oh my, tested. Don't worry. Satan will count them for you. I'm climbing up the ladder now. See, I've added virtue, knowledge, temperance. Now I've got to add patience. And I think it's interesting because I feel like temperance is almost like a mini version of patience, because it's those little quick impulses and say, nope, I know what happened with that. I'm not going to do it. And just you keep walking on, where it's this action and this not action. I'm not going to do it. And you walk away. And now, whereas patience, like Revelation says, thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of temptation. So it's a long keeping, whereas this is a short keeping. If I just say, Derek, we need to go somewhere else. This is not a good buffet. Let's go somewhere that just has, it's called broccoli and beef. Now we can run away from that, and then now it's not a, but patience is a long-term thing. I still ain't got the Holy Ghost. Then after I add patience, I add godliness. You know what that is? Like God. I add that. How many of these things, and I, myself included, where you look up and say, what is virtue? Or what is godliness? If you just really break it down and say, I need more of that. Go like a Christian gentleman ought to. Let that not be a put on. Something in me, the love of God just boiling. See, not say, boy, I couldn't do it. Maybe I better not. Right? That's the man's self-control, right? It's not, it's there anyhow. So those things we're fighting with, they're right in front of us, but we're trying to do it in our own strength. But when we have the Spirit of God, the love of God, and again, it's the love of God boiling inside of us. It's not the shoulds and shouldn'ts and I better do this or it's the law, it's the rules of the Bible. It's the love of God boiling in us to do the right thing. Praise God. Then what does he do when he gives me the Holy Ghost? He sets you out in a separate place to yourself, marks you. See, you're a different person than you're not of the world no more. And again, it's that place of his, the fruits of his Spirit. It's that love, joy, peace. Now we're in his presence and we're getting the benefits of that. It's a birth. I've been birthed into this, all of the fruits of the Spirit, birthed into all, every one of them. And then the love of God, Christ, comes down and seals it all that up in me for service. So it's not just to serve me, it's to serve others. It's to serve my children. And I can't do it right if I'm trying to say, oh, I'm going to take just the knowledge of the word, not the faith to unlock it, and now try to raise a family. I have to do it in the right way. Otherwise, I don't have a birth in that. So we have to have the add to in order. Praise God. This is from Testimony in 51. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, I long to hear that at that day, Father. And this is just in closing. Musicians, you can come. And now while we are here together and all of us longing the same thing makes us true stewards. May we shape our lives by self-control that we'll know by the help of the Holy Spirit to have a full confidence that Jesus will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, at that day. May we be upright, honest, and true. May we be the kind of Christian that would be a credit to any community. Grant it, Lord. May we be men and women such as you could lay your hands upon them and say, my servant, behold, this is my servant in whom I am delighted. I can send them. They'll go. They'll know how to speak and when to speak. And I can be with them, O Father. Grant that blessing to every one of us. Amen. That's us, a testimony, an example that it's already working in us. People can see. How many people have asked us, why are you different? Why don't you go do this and go do that? And why aren't you using this drug and this drug? Why do you have peace? Why do you have long suffering? You've put up with me for years. All the fruits of the Spirit, not just one or two. We sing, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passions and purity. Hopefully we have the verses too. the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine till the beauty of Jesus be seen in. Looks like we just have the chorus. Let's sing it again. Oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine till the beauty of Jesus be seen. Amen. You love him, saints of God. He's doing it in us. We just got to let him do it more. It's all there. It's all his succeeding, wonderful promises above and beyond all that we could ask or think. Just keep diving in there. Keep taking that. Keep feasting on him. Keep letting him control you. Praise God. Amen. Brother Ron, would you lead us? Okay. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for your spirit, Lord, your power, Lord, in our lives, Father. Lord, we need something, Lord, every day from you, oh God. And Lord, you said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it, Lord. And Lord, we want to open all of ourselves up, Lord, every door, Lord. Let you come in, Father, by your Holy Spirit and do the process in us, Lord. Lord, and we say a love yes, Lord, in our soul to you, Lord, today. Please take us, Father. Let's not worry about every little thing, just whatever the Lord puts on our hearts and says, will you walk with me? Will you agree with me and say yes in this area of my life? Will you let me be birthed in you? In all the fruits of the Spirit, all the stature of a perfect man, Lord. Lord, and let you, the capstone, come down in our life and seal it with love. Please, Father, we just commit each one into your hands now as we go our way, Lord. May your angels, Father, accompany us, Lord, to our cars, Lord, and on the road home, Father. Please, oh God, help us, Lord, despite ourselves, despite our thinking, Lord, and despite our eagerness with our own will to serve you, Lord, we lay it at your feet, Lord, and say, Lord, we need your power and your will to do of your good pleasure. Grant it, Father. I just commit each one into your hands now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, each one. Can we sing that one more time? Let's just stand. Oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all of my nature refine. To glory, he's changing me. I think that's in a fourth of that. From glory to glory, he's changing me. He's changing me. Yes, he's changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love that God's shown to the world. on God's throne to you. Amen. You're dismissed this evening from glory to glory. God bless you. Beneath these things.